Christ says researchers have known for years that there's a link between visual impairment and lifespan, but they weren't sure why. She says this research, funded by the National Eye Institute, tracked the vision health of 2,520 older adults ages 65 to 84.
The data were collected over a period of about 8 years, from the early 90s to about 2003. And we followed them over time as they were aging. It was a community sample. They resided in a town called Salisbury, Maryland. And something that this study adds to the research is actually following individuals over time and looking at change instead of just looking at, you know, what is their level of impairment? How quickly is their visual acuity declining? So we found that if individuals are declining in their visual acuity over time, that they had a much higher risk for mortality.
Christ says the participants were reassessed 2, 6, and 8 years after their baseline information was collected. She says people who lost visual acuity that was equivalent to one letter on an eye chart each year had a 16% increase in mortality risk over that time period.
We evaluated two things, both sort of daily activity type things, and it's also referred to as functional abilities. One is sort of more fundamental activities, getting up out of a chair, using the bathroom yourself, those kind of things. The other instrumental activities, or what they're called, are more activities like being able to cook dinner for yourself, being able to go shop for basic necessities, light housework, that kind of things. That second set, that those instrumental activities, are what we saw as a major mechanism. So individuals who were declining in their ability to see were also then declining in these instrumental daily activities. And that was the major pathway by which visual impairment actually impacted mortality.
Christ says the study reinforces the need for routine eye exams throughout life and correcting any impairment.
Some of it, I think, can be prevented at the impairment stage. But for many of us, especially as you get older and older, you're more likely to get uncorrectable vision problems.
She says another implication of the study is that when an elderly person has uncorrectable vision problems, friends and loved ones can play a significant role in helping them maintain those instrumental activities, such as managing money, shopping, and preparing meals, that can affect their life expectancy.
So dealing with the impairment as much as you can and correcting vision that's correctable. Beyond that, if you do have declining visual abilities, it's really going to be important to maintain those activities that I mentioned. And so if individuals can maintain their daily activities, whether or not, you know, they're doing it completely on their own and just trying, you know, trying harder, or getting help in doing that and learning how to do it with the impairment, is really, I think, would be helpful in terms of prolonging life.